T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, coming up at 9:24, Alphabetius. Colleen Wolf was an intern here. She also ran her intern game for years. And I wondered, did we ever assign her to the Wing Bowl?
She did. She once interviewed us. She was a host of some show, and okay. I remember doing an interview with her.
Because what I'm wondering is, like, what her reaction was that it's over. Because she is, I believe she's a feminist. Yeah, I believe she's an amazing talent.
Yeah, she has a lot of fun.
I got to find out right now from the NFL Network, a former intern, the amazing Colleen Wolf. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, guys. Can I just tell you, the day that everybody found out that Wing Bowl was over, I've never had so many people randomly text me, like, and then my dad, one of the guys from work, like every single place I went, everybody was like, oh, my God, did you hear Wing Bowl's over? It was breaking news everywhere.
Did you ever come to one, Kyle? Did we assign you anything in any of those?
Yeah, I came to a few. I think I interviewed Snooki one year.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right, so here's the thing. Did we do the right thing, Colleen?
Yes. Well, of course. That's like 100%. It was super fun all of those years that it was going on. But, yeah, I feel like, you know, it's kind of everything good must come to an end, right?
I'm just glad. Yes, I have never had any misgivings since the announcement. But I was actually accosted at the voting booth on Tuesday by a woman who thanked me for doing it and said, however, I cannot forget all the bad years before that. Go to confession. I was like, you know, tough situation. I love watching you on TV. I'm so proud of how great you have become on the NFL Network. But Kyle, I also know that you grew up not liking the Cowboys. That's true, right?
Yeah, it's super weird. I have to work with not only Michael Irvin, but then Michael Strahan. So it's all the Michaels that I hated growing up.
So did they know that you harbored this distaste for that organization especially?
No, of course. I hid that until they got to know me. And then I was like, oh, yeah, this is what you get with me.
All right, but like when you're doing Cowboy stuff, and there's a lot of that on the NFL Network, is it harder because you grew up hating them?
Well, it's not. It hasn't been that difficult because they haven't been good.
Okay.
So it's come pretty natural for me to kind of like to rip them apart about certain things. But yeah, I think if they were winning the Super Bowl, if they were in the position like the Eagles were last year, yeah, that would definitely sting. It was weird to be in Dallas for the draft. That's for sure. Last year.
I know it, but here's the thing, and you know, I hate to put you in an uncomfortable position, Carl.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But earlier this week, Michael Irvin was on with Stephen A. Smith, and you know they had all these Cowboy fans around him. It was before the game Monday night, and he went nuts, right? And I just wonder if, like, you would react on your show to what he did on, I guess it was on ESPN. Listen to this.
And I think tonight right here in Dallas, we see the dawn of a new day, the beginning of a new age. In a time where the Cowboys will rightfully regain and take their proper spot among kings. Do you hear me? Regain and take their proper spot among the kings.
Kyle, is that something you might want to remind them of on the air at some point?
Ange, that sounds like our pre-show meeting every week.
Yeah, is he like that behind the scenes too, Kyle?
100%. We have to be like, all right, save this for the show. Like, don't get too animated right now. Like, relax here. Here's some water. Like,
so he's a Cowboy through and through. Even though they're not anywhere near as good as they were when he played, he's still unbelievable with that kind of stuff. He still loves them.
Well, in fact, he one week we were picking him up at the airport. And he had called us and he was like, oh, there's so many Cowboys fans. It's tough to get out of here. Like, I'll be out in a minute. And so then we're driving around the bend at the airport and we see this massive dude wearing a Cowboys hat. We're like, Irv, what are you doing? Like, he is through and through still a Cowboy, like, loves the organization and will just 100% market it all the time, too.
All right, what's Strahan like, Kyle? What's he like? Is he Giants through and through?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because growing up not liking these guys and now working with them, I like them. And so it's very weird, like angel devil inside of me. I have like a major internal conflict with the whole thing.
Oh, wow. Irvin, when he was on that ESPN show, Kyle, had a guy whose job it was to swab his head with a towel.
Yes.
Do you guys have somebody at NFL Network who does that too?
We have it all, Aaron.
I tell you what. All right, let's talk about the current state of the Cowboys. Are they a complete mess now? Are we catching them at the right time up here in Philadelphia, Kyle?
I think we're catching them at a great time right now, and especially considering the Eagles are coming off the bye week.
Yep.
So they've had some time, and it feels like the last time they played was so long ago. It feels like that London game was last season. So I'm so excited about the Golden Tate acquisition. I think he's going to be such a good fit for them. And I think, too, having him there will allow Nelson Agholor to maybe go downfield a little bit more, which is what he kind of did better last year than this year. But the Cowboys, they're a run-first team, and the Eagles' run defense is really good. So whether or not they have Amari Cooper, I don't think – he was a mixed bag last week on Monday night. And plus, you consider that the Cowboys are on a short week this week, too. So I think it's a perfect time for the Eagles to get them.
All right. And Jerry Jones, have you ever had a chance to interview him yourself yet, Kyle?
You know, I haven't yet, no.
And why is he so – everybody wants – like, when he's on, there's a game. They're always showing Jerry in the box and all. He's such a lightning rod for the team. If you could talk to him, if you're going to get a chance at some point, what's the one thing you would want to ask him? You know, he's got all this history, right? Hey, Jerry's right there. You know, I would go to him, hey, Jerry, how many years is it going to take before you realize you shouldn't be making the final decisions on personnel?
You know? Never. He's never going to realize that.
But he will never will. But you do realize as long as he's around, we got nothing to worry about because he keeps making mistakes.
That's true. He shoots himself in the foot. He shoots the team in the foot a lot of times.
Wow.
And that's great for Eagles fans. So I would ask him, how much longer is he going to be around? Can he stay forever?
All right. When can I see Colleen Wolf on NFL Network? Because I'm becoming a huge fan, even though I knew you before you were famous.
You are supposed to have always been a huge fan, Angelo. Do not out yourself for only now just becoming a fan. Tonight at 8 o'clock or at 6 o'clock Eastern, we're going to do game day kickoff here from Pittsburgh for Steelers-Panthers, which game of the week, that's going to be awesome. Then we'll be on after the game and then Saturday and Sunday morning for Good Morning Football Weekend.
Well, we couldn't be prouder of you, Kyle. You're killing it at NFL Network. You're doing a great job. Always love talking to you. We'll talk to you again next week. All right, Kyle?
All right. Thanks, gang. Have a good one.
NFL Network, Colleen Wolf out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.